Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Billions in aid for Ukraine stalls in the U.S. Senate. Plus, McKinsey limits pathways to becoming partner as demand for high-priced consultants slips. And a standoff between Tesla and unions widens as investors side with workers.
It's become a cultural issue, and for this pension fund, it's become an issue of social responsibility, saying they no longer feel that they can keep their money in Tesla and still be socially responsible.
It's Thursday, December 7th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal, and here is the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. A push by President Biden to approve tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine has stalled in the Senate. A more than $110 billion foreign aid bill drafted by Democrats was blocked by Republicans in the chamber yesterday, with the defeat raising fears in Washington that Congress lacks the political will to approve more assistance. However, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's hopeful the defeat will set the stage for talks on border security measures that GOP senators have demanded as a condition for their support.
As we've said for weeks, legislation that doesn't include policy changes to secure our borders will not pass the Senate.
Elsewhere at the U.S. Capitol, lawmakers are moving forward on a roughly $900 billion defense bill. That's after members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees agreed to scrap the most contentious pieces of the annual National Defense Authorization Act, including proposed restrictions on abortion and transgender care for service members. The bill, which will raise pay for members of the military and help to train Taiwan to defend itself against China, is now on track to pass by year's end. The U.S. military has grounded its entire fleet of Osprey aircraft following a fatal crash last week off the coast of Japan. The Pentagon initially resisted calls from Japan to follow Tokyo's lead and ground the aircraft. But yesterday, the Air Force said its initial investigation pointed to a potential materiel failure, which typically means it was a mechanical problem. It added that a thorough investigation is needed to determine the cause of the crash and recommendations to ensure that the hundreds of aircraft in the Osprey fleet can return to flight operations. And Republicans running for their party's presidential nomination debated last night in Alabama, though Donald Trump, the far and away leader in current polling, was not among them. In a News Nation debate, candidates took aim at former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley. Among them, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who accused Haley of being beholden to what he called liberal Wall Street donors.
We know from her history, Nikki will cave to those big donors when it counts, and that is not acceptable.
Haley responded by saying that DeSantis is mad that donors have chosen to support her instead of him, and that she continues to rise in the polls.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
The debate was possibly the final face-off between the candidates before next month's Iowa caucuses, where Haley is tied with DeSantis for second place behind Trump. Coming up, unions in Scandinavia are squaring off against Tesla in a labor battle that's threatening the company's global bottom line. We've got that story and much more after the break.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, and providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
A showdown between Tesla and European Union workers is escalating this week, with labor groups in Norway and Denmark now considering joining a walkout by mechanics in Sweden. That Swedish strike aims to force Tesla into signing a collective bargaining agreement, though it's something that CEO Elon Musk has staunchly resisted. William Boston covers the European automotive sector for us, and he joins me now with the very latest. Bill, just sum up for us how things have escalated from Sweden and now across the Nordics.
Yeah, this strike began with about 130 Swedish mechanics a few weeks ago and has escalated because in Scandinavia, unions are legally allowed to strike in solidarity with other unions, something that's actually against the law in places like Germany or the UK. So what we're seeing is as this kind of circle of discontent and anger over Musk's refusal to negotiate with the union widens, more and more stakeholders are joining in the fight in solidarity with the Swedish mechanics. Because it's now not just a labor issue. It's become a cultural issue. And for this pension fund, Pension Denmark, one of the country's biggest pension funds, it's become an issue of social responsibility. So when they go to their investors in the fund and tell them, we invest our money responsibly, people are saying, well, what about Tesla? And now Pension Denmark is saying they no longer feel that they can keep their money in Tesla and still be socially responsible. That could be a big issue for Tesla going forward because there are a lot of pension funds that are bound by these social responsibility commitments.
And for listeners who aren't aware, the important piece of background here is that Tesla is the only major car maker in Europe without union representation on the shop floor, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Tesla has refused to sign a wage contract with unions anywhere. The problem in Europe is it's becoming a kind of a clash of cultures because here, stakeholder capitalism is much more widespread and every major industry is unionized. That's not the case in the United States, where you have union factories in the north and non-union shops in the south. And it's possible for a company like Tesla in the United States to actually go to an area of the country where there are no unions and where people don't want them. But unions in Europe enjoy broad public support and political support. And so Tesla is under pressure now from a lot of sides to sign this contract.
And it's also under pressure to manage its budget, right? Could that be playing into Elon Musk's thinking on how to deal with these unions?
Elon Musk's refusal to sign an agreement with the union is based on two things. One, just ideology. He simply does not want to work with a union. He wants to manage everything inside and talk directly to his workers and make the decisions himself. That's one thing. The other is that he's concerned about labor costs. Tesla's profits are being squeezed because of price cutting that they've been doing this year. And so higher labor costs is going to squeeze profits, and that's going to affect Tesla in a lot of ways, from share price to, you know, its ability to invest in future technology and so on.
And while we've been talking here, Bill, about unions in the Nordics, this standoff could have much wider implications.
Yeah, the reason that we care about what's happening in Sweden is because it would be the first time that Elon Musk has signed a collective bargaining agreement anywhere. And that would have a ripple effect. That's going to encourage UAW in the United States to push harder. It may encourage workers in the United States to listen more to the UAW when they hear the pitches for unionization. It's going to encourage the labor union in Germany that's trying to organize Tesla's 11,000 workers here. The reason that Germany is so important for Tesla is, first of all, it's Europe's biggest car market. The workforce here is very skilled. So there are a lot of reasons that Tesla came to Germany. It's also one of Tesla's largest plants. The plant now is built to have a capacity of about 500,000 vehicles a year. But Tesla is already applying to expand that plant to double capacity. At the end, it could be a 1 million car a year factory, which is, you know, unheard of. And it's part of Tesla's expansion plan to continue to grow its market share and to basically maintain its position as a leading electric vehicle maker, it has to expand rapidly. And in order to do that, it needs its plants to go up fast, to be big, and to run without hiccups.
That was Wall Street Journal reporter William Boston, who covers the European automotive sector for us. Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Meta Platforms has started fully encrypting messages on Facebook and its Messenger app. That is, despite concerns that the privacy measure could hide illegal activity by child predators and other criminals, with law enforcement agencies warning that the encryption will hinder their efforts to fight crime by preventing even court-approved access to potentially illicit communications. Meanwhile, many privacy advocates say end-to-end encryption could shield communications from view by outsiders such as criminal hackers and spies. We also understand that direct messages on Instagram will be subject to encryption in the new year. However, a Meta spokesperson said the company doesn't have a date for that yet. The outflow of investor money from China is continuing, with foreign investment into the country's stocks and bonds dropping by $31 billion this year through October. That is the biggest net outflow since China joined the World Trade Organization more than two decades ago. Among the funds that have reduced their Chinese holdings is Bridgewater Associates, whose founder Ray Dalio has long been bullish on China. In private meetings at the Council on Foreign Relations, U.S. investors have cited numerous concerns, including China's deepening economic slowdown, an unprecedented property slump, and Beijing's crackdown on foreign businesses in the name of national security. And in a Journal exclusive, we can report that consulting giant McKinsey has named its new class of partners, and surprisingly, the group is roughly a third smaller than last year. Around 250 people will become partners early next year, which is far smaller than the 380 people to partner in 2022. And WSJ Finance editor Alex Frangos told us that smaller group of partners is a sign of the downturn in the wider consultancy industry.
It's a big deal. It could mean overall the economy is putting pressure on consulting firms. And when the economy starts to get a little soft, one of the first things that companies do is say, well, maybe we need to cut our budget on our consultants and do more things in-house so that we're not spending so much money. Now, McKinsey's had a little bit of a rough patch over the last couple of years, some reputational issues. They had this massive settlement over opioids because of their consulting in that industry, problems in South Africa. And so McKinsey's had a little bit of a difficult time.
Making McKinsey partner comes with big pay bumps and can catapult a career, with notable alumni including Google CEO Sundar Pichai and Meta's former chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg. And that is What's News for Thursday morning. Today's episode was produced by Kate Bullivant and Peter Granitz. Our supervising producer is Sandra Kilhoff, and I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We will be back tonight with a new show. Until then, thanks for listening.